get on down. Woo! Bless you. Woo! Bless you. Woo! Oh, bless you. Woo! Bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful Woo! Friend? Is this the road that we take till the Woo! End? And if we break down, are we left behind? Is this the highway of all mankind?
Axis spins all round and round. We go.
Good morning. It is time for the Good Day Show. My name is Cindy and...
Cindy and?
Yes, that's my name. My middle name is And. I don't know why my parents did that to me. They're funny like that.
Maybe they paused when they were telling the doctors.
That could be. They're...
What would you like your name to be? Cindy and... Then there'll be another one too.
Yeah, good thing there wasn't.
Edwards. We'll go with Edwards.
Yeah, but then I'd have a twin if there was another one. Yeah, okay. So what's your name?
My name is Ryan Kaufman, and it is a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
It is. I feel the same. Pleasure with you and all the listening audience this morning.
So in preparation for today's show, mm-hmm. we were both kind of reminiscing. So here's a scenario. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you've experienced this. Maybe you're on a road trip with friends or at a dinner party, and one of your favorite Paula Abdul or any other artist's
Paula.
Song comes on the radio or comes on the stereo. And everyone's singing at the top of their lungs along with it. And all of a sudden you find that you are maybe not singing the same lyrics that everybody else is singing.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Because there are some commonly misunderstood song lyrics out there.
I've heard that. Actually, I think I've stumbled upon some of them with you.
You know who I really enjoy listening to?
Who?
Paula Abdul.
I love Paula Abdul too. Do you have a special song you like, especially from Paula?
Oh, is there more than one?
I think so, but maybe.
Sorry, Paula.
What do you got?
Opposites attract.
Oh, you know.
But I've also been told that birds of a feather also flock together.
Oh, that's a good
one. So I'm not too sure who to believe.
Huh.
Paula or the wisdom of the universe.
Can you sing that song?
Cherry fiction, it's a natural fact. We come together because opposites attract.
Well, you know. Oh, yeah, I think we got it. So it's cherry fiction for sure, right?
I'm pretty certain.
Cherry fiction. Let's listen and see if we're right.
We come together 'cause opposites attract, and you know it ain't fiction.
Paula Abdul with Opposites Attract. So if you're just tuning in, we're going to do a show on misheard lyrics. And there's a lot of them, and we just feel bad that you might learn about them when, like Ryan said, you're on a road trip, and there you are just belting it out, and you all of a sudden sing different words, and you're kind of weird then. Everyone looks at you like, what?
They say, is that what they really say there?
Yeah, and then you act like it is for sure. Yeah. But you know it doesn't say cherry. What was it?
Cherry fiction.
You're like,
which makes perfect sense, of course.
But it is natural. That is natural, actually.
It's a natural fact.
It is a natural fact. Okay, so we have another one here. But Ryan, this is going to be challenging because you don't know what it is. So you listening audience are joining Ryan Kaufman and catching this next one. So I'm going to read the misheard lyrics, and then first you get a chance. Then you get like a super gold star if you guess it then. But then I'll actually kind of hum it.
I'm all about gold stars.
This I know. Okay, you ready? We built this city on sausage rolls.
Wait, that's the correct lyrics, right? Perhaps rock and roll?
Oh, yeah, I think you got it. Oh, my.
Is that Journey?
See, I think...
No, Starship.
Starship, yeah. It's the same era for sure. Like, they're all in that one together.
We built this city on sausage rolls. Obviously.
Obviously. It's about cherry and sausage rolls this morning.
We built this city on
We built this city. What did we build them on?
On sausage rolls. What else would you build a city on?
I don't know, because the people would never go hungry. I mean, it's really a brilliant design.
And although we've already forgotten, we misunderstood some more lyrics in there too.
We did, but we forget what they were.
So hopefully, as our friends are listening out there, they're also misinterpreting.
Lots of lyrics.
Yeah. There's so many lyrics to misunderstand.
It's true. There's so many ways you could misunderstand lyrics.
I mean, there's just lots of words.
But there are lots
that
of words.
That was for Jesse.
Yeah, there's lots of words.
Jesse Brantman.
That's just the lyrics.
They're just words.
Hey, let's do another one. Could you sing? You sing it. You sing the wrong lines this time, right. Ryan. Yeah. We'll take turns singing. You go.
Village Cheese is not my lover.
Okay, how about, Billie Jean is not my brother.
I would have guessed that.
Oh, okay, you do one.
But the chair is not my size.
Ooh. But
which can be a problem.
How about this one? But the cheetah mugged my son.
I'm sorry about
bad
that.
Bad cheetah. You got another one? Somebody just texted and said, Billie Jean is at my door. Door.
Watch out, Michael.
Watch out. Do you got one?
Cindy's in town.
She kissed a girl. She says that I am. Then what? I think that's right. But the cat is not my son.
So what song could this possibly be?
I don't know. It's too hard. Let's see if anybody else gets it.
And I just want to send out appreciation to my friend Morgan, who contributed the one about the chair not being the correct size.
The chair is not my size.
But the chair is not my size.
That is quite a bummer, actually.
She
Billie Jean just shot my llama. That's a good one.
Oh,
I
no.
can totally hear that, can't you?
Just shot my llama.
And didn't Michael have llamas? That could be. He must have had llamas.
And all the time when Michael Jackson was singing, woo.
Yeah.
I was thinking he was saying, boo.
Boo. Boo. Like he was scaring you or he's like making fun of being scared?
Maybe both. A little bit of both.
Yeah. He's like that, isn't he?
Well, after talking about shooting llamas,
yeah.
you don't know what to expect.
That's
or
true.
The chair being the incorrect size.
The chair.
But the chair is not my size.
Now that would be embarrassing at a party if you sang that really loud. The chair is not my size.
But what if you're in an inappropriately fitting chair?
Actually, then that would be fitting.
Yeah.
All right. It is high time that we play a little bit of background music. And that we report in on Muskeg messages and things happening around this town. So you want to take Muskeg messages?
I would be happy to. We have two Muskeg messages this morning to share. The family of Marie K. Wickman invites the community to celebrate her life the way she would have wanted us to, with family, friends, and lots of food. Please bring a dish to share to Sweetland Hall on the Sheldon Jackson campus at noon on Saturday, August 15th. And share with us your love of Marie. The potluck is preceded by services at St. Peter's Episcopal Church at 10:30 a.m. And another Muskeg message. Raven Radio's raffle is going on right now for two Alaska Airlines tickets. These tickets are good for travel to any destination Alaska Airlines flies to with no blackout dates. Tickets are $10 each and available weekdays at the station. The drawing will be held Wednesday, October 21st. All proceeds benefit Raven Radio. And a big thank you to Alaska Airlines for making this raffle possible.
And some things happening around our fair city and area. Robots are the theme of the preschool story time at Kettleson Memorial Library. That's this morning at 10:30 a.m.
Oh, I don't believe in robots.
And and the Sitka Local Emergency Planning Committee meets noon in the fire hall. And the Parks and Recreation Committee is going to meet at noon today in the third floor of the conference room at City Hall. Also, the Hame Center offers pickleball Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m. And the Sitka Fellow and political thinker John Henry Heckendrome will host a discussion on how we relate to political advertising. That is going to happen tonight at 7 p.m. in Fraser Hall on the Alaska Arts Southeast Campus. So those are some things happening. Feel free to go on kcaw.org and learn more because there are a lot of things happening around this area. So you want to fill up your calendar for sure. All right, on we go. We have this show set out ahead of us and behind us. We're doing misheard lyrics, and we have another one coming. Ryan, this is another surprise for you. Are you ready?
I hope so.
You have not been at all briefed on this, so this is out of nowhere. So you and the listening audience are in the same boat. Ready?
Yes.
Now I gotta cut loops, Fruit Loops. Kick off those Sundance shoes.
Ooh, good one.
It's a tough one.
Could you read it one more time for us?
No, because I just closed my computer.
It sounds kind of similar to Footloose.
It does. Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops.
Well,
kick off your Monday shoes.
Mundane? No, Sundance.
Sundance. Tootsies.
Yeah. Support comes from Southeast Living Magazine, Southeast Alaska's real estate, home, and lifestyle magazine, working to reach potential home buyers and featuring articles on the unique lifestyle of Southeast. Available online at seakliving.com.
All right. We're back.
Did they say Pat Sajak in there?
Pat Sajak. I think so. I heard it. Yeah.
Put on your game show hat.
You've got to start writing songs, Ryan. You're going to be such a good lyricist. Hey, the next one's yours. What do you got?
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me while I kiss this fly. Is there a fly in the studio?
Or is it a guy? Did he kiss a guy? Or
it
fly?
Might have been a guy fly.
Oh, actually.
Excuse me while I kiss this fly guy.
Who happens to be a guy. I don't know why. But why would Jimmy do something like that?
It was an interesting time.
It was an interesting time. Oh boy, these songs are just slipping by. So we've got another one. It's a little more recent, and it's Leona Lewis. You know that song, Bleeding Love?
I do now.
Yes. Did you not know it?
I've heard it.
Okay. It's a nice one.
Quite pleasant.
Oh, it is quite pleasant. Okay, so I'm going to sing the correct lyrics. You want to sing the incorrect ones?
I have to excuse myself real quick while I kiss this fly.
Okay. But what about Leona? Did you get it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So Leona, she sings, well, okay, I'm going to do the right one. You do the wrong one. She sings, you cut me open and I. What do you think she sings?
Well, obviously you cut me a banana.
You call me your banana. You call me your banana. Well, let's just try it. I think it works. Ooh, 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 ooh
once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Is that an ant?
There's an ant. There's an ant by my elbow.
Is it a friendly ant?
Yes. These ants are my friends. They're blowing in the wind. That's kind of deep, isn't it?
These ants are my friends and they're blowing in the wind. The ants are all blowing in the wind.
They are. Is that Bob?
That makes sense.
That makes total sense. I'm still kind of stuck on, you call me your banana.
I just like how you say that.
Banana. That's so good. Okay. Sorry. I digressed.
Maybe the ants were attracted to the banana.
They were. It's all coming together. This is such a thorough show.
Super thorough.
It's super thorough. Bob, is it Bob time?
I think so.
Bob. How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
SAFE is recruiting coaches for Boys Run E2 Klatzin, an after-school running program for boys that helps build self-esteem, healthy relationship skills, and respect while training for their final 5K fun run. For more information or to fill out a coach application, visit safe.org. Applications are due August 15th. We hope you'll share your strength of spirit with the Boys Run community.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking, Ryan, we're kind of recapping because we've got, you know, what, 14 minutes left. And the recap is cherries,
chickens,
sausage rolls, ants, bananas. It's been a lot of food and bugs. And now we've got chickens.
About as random as actual song lyrics.
Just very much
random. It's a pretty eclectic mix we got going on.
Isn't that because we're so well-rounded? I think that's what that means.
Do you have chickens, Cindy?
I've got two chickens.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to paralyze them.
Cindy.
I've got two chickens to paralyze.
I've got a surprise especially for you. Something that both of us always wanted to do. Waited so long, waited so long, waited so long, waited so long. I'm gonna take you on a trip so far from here. I've got two tickets in my pocket now, baby. We're gonna disappear. Waited so long, waited so long, waited so long, waited so long.
pocket, baby. We gon' disappear. You know why? Waited so long. Waited so long. Waited so long. Waited so long.
Eddie Money. Eddie Money. He came to my college. He was sweaty.
Sweaty money.
He was sweaty money. Seriously, sweaty money.
Sweaty Eddie Money.
Hey, you know what, Ryan?
How did it go with those chickens?
I had two of them, and they're both paralyzed. Yep, they are. But you know what? That's kind of how it goes. And now we're going to... It doesn't matter if we're naked or not.
I guess not. It is the radio.
Was that a leap? Was there any segue there? None.
Perhaps you were hinting at a classic Bon Jovi song.
It was foreshadowing. It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. What do you think? It's different words?
We've got each other, and that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's give it a shot.
Whoa, we're halfway there.
Only halfway?
Oh, just about halfway. Actually, we've got 8 minutes until Grace Aru comes in.
That's like partying every night and half of every day.
Oh, man, that's a good one, too. Okay, we definitely have to extend the show. We're taking over the airwaves. We're extending. But, all I got to say is it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not, because it's the radio. Who knows? Nobody. Yep, mystery. We'll be right back.
Once you get going, it's hard to stop.
I know. We've been doing that for like 45 minutes right now in the background. Okay, we've got one more. So sad. It just goes so fast.
Why does it have to end?
I don't know. I don't know. My mother would have an answer to that, but I don't. It's our last one, and the artist is Duffy. And the song is Mercy. And it's just so good because it sounds so much like she's singing, I'm begging you for birdseed. But she's not.
How do you know?
Because the name of the song is Mercy, not Birdseed. And she says, I'm begging you for mercy. So it's mercy time with Duffy.
Well, millet is quite delicious.
Have you tried it on sausages and bananas?
With cherry fiction? Yeah, but the chair wasn't the right size.
It was not the right size.
The chair was not my size.
And then the cheetah mugged my son. It's been a really dangerous
show.
But
it didn't matter if we were naked or not.
It did not matter the whole time. That was really good.
And the paralyzed chickens.
Because,
wow,
thank goodness.
What
we,
a morning.
Well, if we didn't have ants for friends, it wouldn't work.
Yeah. Mm. They'd all get blown in the wind.
Hit the beat and take it to the bus now.